This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, you referenced earlier, Colin, something you heard Joe and Ron talking about yesterday, Cook and Joe. We're also talking about something Theo Epstein has had a thought about. He's now sort of working as a consultant to Major League Baseball, I guess. And he's had the idea of moving the pitcher's mound back a foot because it would reduce velocities, cut down on swings and misses, add contact, make the game a little more fun to watch again. Fewer of the three true outcomes, right? On its face, I don't have a big problem with moving the mound back a foot. They dropped it by like a third of its height, remember, back in the late 60s. So tinkering with the mound, I don't think is necessarily a huge idea. But
I have a problem with moving the distance of it. The height is much different than moving the distance of it. But go ahead, continue. I think it's a silly idea, to be honest. Moving it back, it's 60 feet 6 inches. That's the parameters. Thus, if you moved it back, it would change the angle of pickoff moves. It would change all of that. It would change the dimensions of the baseball diamond.
But they changed the distance once before. I want to say it might have been hell. It might have been the late 1800s for all that matters. But it was a foot closer than it used to be. So, I mean, I think it doesn't necessarily turn me off. But on its face, if we're really looking to cut down on swings and misses, couldn't it be more easily accomplished by actually enforcing some of the rules currently on the books, like the one that calls for no foreign substances allowed on the ball? You know, we've seen spin rates increase year by year by year by year. We've seen more and more pitchers who look like they've got something on their hat, something on their jersey somewhere, maybe something on their hands that they're using to get a better grip and increase that spin rate. Trevor Bauer may be in trouble for this, actually. They took some of the balls from his last start with the Dodgers, and they're examining them at the league offices now. And I don't know what kind of punishment it would take to keep pitchers from using stuff to enhance their grip. Garrett Cole got outed for this a little bit in the offseason. But, I mean, if you want to crack down on things, you want to reduce the spin rate and the whiff percentage and all that, this might be a first step rather than changing the dimensions of the field.
There's a real weird thing at play, though, in that batters want pitchers to have at least the rosin. They want that because batters don't want it turning into a shooting gallery where the pitchers are letting it go and they don't know where it's going. They want them.
Oh, yeah.
Batters want them to have some grip on the ball, pitchers, but not too much grip to where they are maneuvering the ball and pushing the ball wherever they want it to go too much.
Well, yeah.
But they don't want to get hit in the face.
There's a big difference between your arm being dripping sweat because it's 90 degrees out and you're out there humping it.
Right.
And you got no grip on the ball now, and using a rosin bag to dry that up a little bit, and then having some sort of weird pine tar-ish stickum rosin mixture that you're using to really tackify the ball.
When you bring in these people, these experts, and they say move the mound back, they're trying to accomplish, and they think, what, there'd be more balls in play in that regard, and the ball would reach the plate at less velocity.
You'd reduce velocity levels, I think Epstein said, if I heard Starkey correctly yesterday, back about 10 to 15 years. You know, you'd take maybe a mile and a half an hour off the velocity as the ball reached the plate.
See, velocity was recently changed, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, where it's now measured at the mound more so than measured at the plate. So it is, there's an artificial uptick to it, right?
That's an important point, yeah.
There's an artificial uptick to it because we fell in love with the radar gun, and people always want to see 100, 100, 100. You're more apt to get it out by the mound than you are when it loses velocity in by the plate. So some of this is artificial. in that the
And I think there's a lot too. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, but
there's a lot too to the idea of contact, right? We talked with Dave Parker about it yesterday. The idea of contact, that's a hitter's mentality. And I understand there's more velocity off the mound than there ever has been before. But the hitter's mentality then, it can change too. And it can change from, well, I'm going to hack away and there's a chance I might hit it 450 feet, but there's also an equal, if not greater, chance I'm going to completely whiff, or I can shorten up and I can punch it the other way. It may turn into a weak grounder to third, or it may turn into a double down the left field line.
Maybe the problem is, in all of this, is we're finding ways to still allow hitters to swing out of their shoes as opposed to making them better hitters and not just all home run hitters. You know, they're not crafty hitters anymore. And look, that doesn't pay the freight, right? Chicks dig the long ball. We get it. Everybody understands that. But we are catering sort of one-sided here, if you are to do that. It's all – nobody is cultivating their skills as a hitter, and they're never going to – they're not asked to do that. It becomes more so – I don't want to say like batting practice, but, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like every day is like a home run derby now, really. And I think to bring it back around, though, to the original question of punishing pitchers for using stuff, I don't know how you're never going to be able to crack down on every guy that uses something when he's out there on the mound. There's just too much of it.
Oh, you're right about that. The game needs more contact. I fully agree with that. You could try to lower the mound again just a little bit. You could do that. Maybe. There's just that needs more contact, but I don't think moving it back and changing the parameters. It's like when people talk about raising the basketball hoop. I don't like that. You're changing the parameters of the game.
I see what you're saying. Moving the mound back a foot doesn't seem to – at least in my mind, I'm saying, doesn't create the same sort of juxtaposition to the rest of the field or playing surface that raising the hoop
Tell
a foot
Tommy John
in basketball.
That, you know, people that do Tommy John surgeries. You're asked to throw the baseball a foot further over all that wear and tear.
It's an interesting idea, one that, again, I don't necessarily blanch at as much as you do and other people do, but I think, again, it comes back to, let's just enforce what's on the books first. Let's handle what's in front of us before we start changing the parameters, the dimensions of the field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.